بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. In the upcoming week, we have the occasion of the 15th of Sha'ban, which is the occasion of the birth of the Imam of our time, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. The matter of the birth of the Imam is in itself miraculous in many ways, various aspects, and it needs to be discussed. However, what's more important to discuss on the topic of the Imam of our time is the Imam of our time himself as the Imam of our time, not as a historic figure, not as a person that was born over 1100 years ago, not as a person that we remember the same way we remember the previous imams or the prophet, but rather as the imam of our time, as the leader of our time. That's what imam means, the leader of our time. He is the leader of our time. He is leading us today. This is very important for us to understand. When we say he is leading us today, again, keep in mind, we're using that in a present tense. He is leading us today. Not he was leading and not he will lead us. He is leading us. Everything we have in our scripture, in our hadith, in the references made to the Imam of our time in the Holy Quran, and the way they are, none of that refers to a historic person for us, for the time period that we are living in, nor do they refer to him as someone of the future. He is constantly and consistently referred to as Sahibul Asr, the possessor, the owner, the companion, depending on which equivalent you prefer using, although one of them is more accurate, but different equivalents you'll find of the word sahib. Al-as, the time. Which time? The time we're in. The time we're in right now. Our time. That's why in English we refer to him as the imam of our time. An imam simply means leader. He's current. He's not of the past. He's not of the future. He will continue to be until the end of his journey and the end of time. He will be the leader. But he is, nevertheless, currently the leader. This is something that we need to understand. When we say that he is currently the leader, the one leading us, in what sense? What does it mean for him to lead us? Another way to phrase that question is, what is he leading us towards? In what context is he leading us? In the spiritual context, sure, that's fine, but usually the term imam does not focus, at least, on that. The spiritual leadership, in the common sense of the word that we understand today, is providing guidance, presenting a person with guidance, although that's technically not right, but that's commonly how we understand it to be done. A teacher has sessions, has classes, waits for students to come. Students go to that person and they find his words to be soothing to their hearts. They find his words to be helping them make progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They listen to him. He provides them guidance, advice, instructions, spiritual instructions, and they move forward in that area. And each person in that particular context is on their own. You may have 100, 200 students that a teacher may have. Each of them goes to that teacher by themselves. Whether the other student is making progress or not has nothing to do with me as a student going to that teacher and making progress. All of us are attending the classes. I may stop at a certain time. I may stop continuing to go to the classes, to the sessions, to that person for advice, for guidance. And the other person may continue to do so. They may make progress. I may not make progress. The term imam, how can we identify if that is the aspect that is focused on or not? Well, we can refer to the literature we have from Islam, from the Imam of our time himself, in regards to his direction and the focus of his leadership, the concept of leadership in the material context. Let's look. There's a couple of references we have from him. Dua al-Nudba is from the 12th Imam. Dua al-Iftitah, we're gradually moving towards the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, you'll all be engaged in Dua al-Iftitah. You've all been recommended. We should recommend each other. We should be involved with that Dua. And not just reading it in Arabic. And not just looking at the translation either. Rather, we need to look at the translation, study it, and try to understand it. That's also from the Imam of our time, Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And then look at the two variations of what is generally known as Dua al-Ahd or the Ziyarah of the 12th Imam. There are two in Mafatih. Those are pretty much the titles that are used. One is a Ziyarah, the other one is referred to as Dua al-Ahd. But they pretty much have very similar wording. The Pledge of Allegiance that is made in both of them, with slightly different wording though. If we look at any of these references, or even any of the hadith referring to the Imam of our time and his occultation and the reason for his occultation, and when he will come and why he will come and what he will do, it's constantly repeated. يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. He will fill the earth with qist, with justice, social justice. That's what he will accomplish. The ahadith before his birth told us he will accomplish that. Here's the part that is very important. Every year in the month of Sha'ban, when we come across the birth of the Imam of our time, we need to remind ourselves. These ahadith mentioning what he will do that were given to us before his birth are not telling us that when he is seen again, when he is known again, when his identity is revealed again, when his voice is heard, أَنَا بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ, that he will then begin that process. That is an incorrect understanding. If that were the case, then the Imam of our time should not have been referred to as Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. We shouldn't refer to him as such. We should not refer to him as Imam al-Zamanina, the Imam of our time, because he wouldn't be. It would be a meaningless, empty statement because he would not be providing leadership. The reason why he is called the Imam of our time, and then that destination is mentioned, where he's going to land, what he will accomplish, is that he is currently leading us in that direction. He is. The analogy of the sun behind the cloud tells us exactly that, in that we cannot see how he is leading us in that direction, meaning we will not be able to pinpoint where he is. The analogy of the sun is a great analogy that's been given to us, very meaningful. During the day when it's super cloudy, you can see light. No matter how dark it is because of the clouds, you still see light. You can never, when it's that thick of a cloud, you cannot pinpoint where the sun is. But wherever you see light, it is the effect of the sun. The Imam of our time is the Imam of our time. He is leading. In what direction? Towards justice. Is that a spiritual motion? There is a spiritual aspect to it, but qist means social justice. There is every relevance to social justice and spirituality. Spirituality cannot be attained through that, but, or through, without rather, social justice, without moving towards social justice, without wanting social justice. However, the focus is social justice. The focus is يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضِ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا. Not يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضِ ذِكْرًا. Yeah, that's true, yes. The result of قِسْط in عَدْل is the ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. And it stems from a ذِكْر of Allah, that بَقِيَّةُ اللَّهِ, that the Imam of our time has. It starts with that ذِكْر and it leads, that قِسْط in عَدْل, justice, the social justice, will lead to a form of dhikr, and remembrance and guidance in the proximity of divine and spirituality that cannot be attained otherwise. However, what is given to us as a focus, what we need to focus on, is not sessions of dhikr, is not sessions of dua, is not sessions of, although all of that is relevant, all of that is good, all of that must be done. That's not the focus of the leadership of the Imam of our time. It's easy to remember sessions of dua, sessions of dhikr, sessions of spiritual conversation, and so on and so forth. What's difficult is moving towards qistan wa adla. He's leading us towards qistan, yamla'u al-ard, qistan wa adla. He is leading. If he is, now bringing this together, if he is leading right now, currently, us towards universal justice, global justice, those of us that are moving in that direction, are taking productive steps in that direction, are under his leadership. It's like, again, the analogy of the sun and the clouds. Wherever you see light, where there is light, that will mean the sun is providing that light. There are dark areas. They're covered with something, a ceiling, a roof, something, trees. It blocks the sunlight. Sunlight doesn't reach the ground in those cases. It's blocked off. Some of us have blocked off. Whoever does not move in that direction is blocking off the Imam from themselves. The Imam is leading. The Imam is leading. The Imam is leading towards global justice. The signs you see. The Islamic Revolution in the current day Islamic Republic of Iran is the light of the Imam of our time. Hashd al-Sha'bi is the light of the Imam of our time. Hezbollah is the light of the Imam of our time. Hamas is the light of the Imam of our time. Jihad al-Islami is the light of the Imam of our time. The Yemenese resistance is the light of the Imam of our time. These are people that are productively, actively, consistently moving towards establishing justice and removing injustice. The believers in Syria and Afghanistan and Pakistan, wherever, right here, those who are actively moving towards eradicating the earth from injustice and establishing social justice, taking meaningful steps in that direction, they are the followers, the ones who are actually taking the Imam of our time's leadership and following it. And those of us who are not, no matter how many times we say that he is our Imam, we are awaiting him, and so on and so forth. We are simply not following his leadership. We are not taking his imamah. And since his imamah is present, and it is being offered, if we don't take it, that is, I'm sad to say, it's rejecting his imamah. It's rejecting his authority. It's rejecting his leadership. We need to remind each other of that. It is easy for us to sit here and judge people of the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, of Imam al-Mujtaba, of Imam al-Husayn, for not taking the leadership of the Imam. We are very easily leaving the leadership of the Imam of our time right now. Who says we need to wait a time before we follow the Imam of our time? That's an incorrect understanding. The Imam of our time is the Imam of our time. That means he is currently leading, and the direction he is giving is what he has mentioned in Dua Nudba, in Dua Al-Iftitah, in Dua Al-Ahd. And so we need to be moving in that direction. I will end with a hadith from the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, where he said, when his companions were around him, he said, "I wish to see my companions." He said, "We are your companions." He said, "No, you are good people, but my companions are people of the future." He described them. In another session, he worded it in this way. He said, "Good tidings to those," talking about the same people, "that when there is an occultation for one of my progeny that will fill the earth with justice, there are those that يَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ قَبْلَ قِيَامِهِ, before his final rise, where he is seen, those who join him and follow," يَأْتَمُون means to follow, "they follow him before he is seen, before he is identified by the masses." That's our time. This is the opportunity that we have. Itimam is possible. The Prophet tells us. And that's why Imam is mentioned. He is the Imam. If he is the Imam, then obviously itimam, or following the Imam, is going to be possible. But it's difficult. It's difficult. The enemies of Islam try to convince us that these talks have nothing to do with Islam or the 12th Imam. 12th Imam celebrations for 15th of Sha'ban are putting up lights, putting up banners, having speeches that talk about his birth, talk about love of the Ahlul Bayt, a historic love, an intangible love. They try to convince us that's it. No, we need to have love. We need to have a desire, a fervor to see our Imam. But a fervor to see our Imam, knowing who he is, what direction he is giving. What's the point of loving that Imam when I don't want to follow him while he is presenting his leadership? It's like those people who loved Imam al-Husayn, but they didn't take his leadership in going to Karbala. On the 15th of Sha'ban, one of the great rituals, ibadat, one of the deeds that we've been given is to visit Imam al-Husayn. There's a connection between those. A connection, one of the aspects is what we mentioned. The enemies of Islam want to tell us all you need to do is love him. No, this is political talk. This is Shuyukh created this. Ayatollahs made that up. Khomeini made this up. Where did Khomeini make this up? Khomeini got it from the Quran, from the Hadith. Khamenei gets it from the Quran and Hadith. And you are the enemies of Islam, and whoever speaks that language and pushes people away from قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضِ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا pushes people away from following the leadership of the Imam of our time in establishing justice on the face of the earth and eradicating injustice, taking whatever steps we can think of. Whoever pushes anyone away from that is pushing people away from the leadership of the Imam of our time. They're going against the Imam of our time. Whatever turban or suit or name or language or country or ethnic background they come from, it doesn't matter. The direction of the Imam of our time is clear. His Imam is clear. And if we try to وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا if we grab a hold that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take that leadership, we see that direction, the general direction he's giving, and we try our best to move in that direction, we will see that that rope is real. The Imam of our time is real. His presence is real. His guidance is real. Take the general guidance he will give you without revealing himself. Without revealing his face, he will give you guidance. That's how Imam Khomeini was guided. How could he have led this revolution with all these monsters trying to plot against him? People who have spent not decades, centuries developing tactics of deception, of monstrosity, of colonialism, of all these horrific experiences that mankind has experienced with the development of Western civilization. All these minds working together, and one man, Imam Khomeini, leading these poor, helpless people in a direction. How could he have managed to lead the people in that direction? Was it with anything but the guidance from the Imam of our time? Could the current leadership, Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah protect him and bless him, could he be leading this by himself without guidance from the Imam of our time? It is impossible. One man, even people around him sometimes are deceived themselves in thinking the wrong is the right, and they're pushing him in the wrong direction. He's the one man standing and saying, no, this is the direction. Could he be doing that by himself, on his own? All these years, every single decision, it is the guidance of the Imam of our time. Therefore, that guidance is real. It's not an imaginary, fictional, made up idea that we keep repeating and telling ourselves to make ourselves believe something that's not real. No, we're trying to realize what is real. Feel what is there. Take what is there, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Him to help us be His true and close companions currently. We ask Him to protect and help all those who are helping Islam. The signs of the coming of our Imam are very clear, very clear. The rise of the Sufyani being the Western civilization, the civilization of Kufr, based on denial of God, rejecting God after having been presented with it. Christianity was widespread in the West. The move towards industrialism was the move against religion, against the authority of God. The rise of the Sufyani against God and against religion, against Islam, that has already occurred. And the rise of Islam after that, that the Ahadith tell us, a person from Qom, a man from Qom will rise. People with him will fight for what's right. Their dead will be shuhada. These have already started occurring. And the defeat of the Sufyani is evident. The downfall of the Sufyani is evident. The Western civilization is going down. And the only thing on the rise is Islam. And so we hope that in our lifetime we get to see the Imam of our time. But more importantly, we hope that we are able to follow his lead during our lifetime. And we ask Allah to forgive us for all our shortcomings and help us take the guidance and see further and further the guidance of the Imam of our time, so that like our leadership, we're able to see it on another level, inshallah, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.